Chris Jordan, I think we're all a bit lost for words, really. What an extraordinary finish to a game of cricket.
Yeah, it was quite an epic game, really. I'm just glad I was able to be involved one and able to be there at the end to hit the winning runs. But yeah, extraordinary game of cricket. But I'm just glad that we could come out on top.
Let's just talk about that final delivery, because six to win, did you have that in mind? Is that what you were going to do, whatever was bowled to you?
Well, yeah, I was in quite an aggressive mindset from the time I walked up to the crease. So luckily I got the ball in my area and I was able to put it away. So, but yeah, I was thinking boundary all the way.
And when that ball was sailing towards the boundary, what were you thinking? Were you thinking, I'm going to get caught, or that's cleared him, or quite what?
No, I knew I caught it pretty well, and some of my miss hits tend to go for six anyway, so that's down the hill as well, probably shortest side. So yeah, I caught it pretty well, and I was just glad it was over the rope.
Let's talk about the run chase, because at 45 for five, Sussex looked almost sort of dead and buried. What was said, I mean, in the dressing room? Was it, because then there seemed to be a more positive approach.
Yeah, obviously, it was quite a difficult wicket to bat on. As you saw, the bowlers got some good sideways movement and some good swing. So after we got four or five down, we just probably had a chat at half time and said, most people that go, they obviously play a natural game, but we'll still be very positive within it and try and look to score, obviously, to swing the momentum back into our favour. That was started off by Brownie, who played a terrific innings. Obviously, without his innings, I wouldn't have been able to play the way I did. So that was started by him and sort of continued by me, really. And I was just glad again that we could come up with a win.
It was such a terrific innings by Ben Brown. He was mortified when he got out. Chris, you went down and had a word with him. You know, he looked so upset and he played so well.
Yeah, I think he was a bit upset that he probably didn't try to hit that one for six as well. He just sort of timed it and it managed to carry to the ground the boundary. But yeah, not taking nothing away from his innings. It was a brilliant innings.
And as for yourself, your first championship match of the season, I mean, it couldn't have got any better, really, could it?
Yeah, no, obviously, a bit disappointed to miss out last week in the test match. Today, this game was an opportunity to come and get some cricket under my belt and keep my rhythm going and keep my flow going, really. So I was just glad I was able to come back and put in a good performance for Sussex.
What was that like yesterday? Because clearly players stopped him when the test match was reaching its climax. You might have been part of that team. Did you have a feeling you were missing out on something there yesterday?
No, not really. I was really, really happy for the guys, actually. Obviously, because, you know, the last few weeks, all the scrutiny surrounding our team or whatever you want to call it. So it was really important for us to go out and put in a performance the way we did. Stokesy played brilliantly. Chef played brilliantly. He really led the side really well. He didn't make too many wrong decisions going into that final day to set up that win. So chuffed for the boys. I dropped them a message last night as well, just to say well done and to enjoy the night as well. So hopefully I could meet up with them this week at Leeds and sort of continue where they've left off, really.
It's interesting you say that, Chris, because there's much talk of a newfound sort of camaraderie in the England dressing room now over the last couple of weeks.
That's nothing that has changed. Obviously, winning changes everything, and as long as you're winning, most people are happy anyway. So the camaraderie that you've seen so far is something that's been going on and building for months. And it's just really coming good now.
And what about your batting, Chris? You're a terrific batsman. Is it something you've been working on during the winter as well?
Just been working on process, really. I know I've got the talent to bat. I know I've got the shots in my hand and what's not. Just been working on process and really figuring out more tactical stuff on certain wickets, what shots to play, what shots not to play. And hopefully I can continue this good form.
And up to Leeds now. So it's non-stop for you.
Yeah, straight up to Leeds. A lot of miles on the motorway, but that's part and parcel of the job, that's part and parcel of being a professional. So I'll pack my bags and get up there as soon as possible.
And news today of Trevor Bayliss's appointment. What do you know about him, Chris?
I don't know very much about him, actually, but from all accounts, he's a brilliant coach, brilliant man manager. Paul Farbriss is in charge at the minute, has worked with him, and he's had nothing but good things to say about him. So obviously, I won't be able to make my own judgment until I meet him personally, but from what I heard so far, only good things.
What was that like today, Chris? Walking off, standing ovation, all the teammates at the top of the steps?
No, it was a brilliant feeling. As I said, coming back here, the game was in the balance, and obviously to go and play the way I did and really get that win for the club, it was a special moment and one I'll remember for a while.
Chris, it was special to watch as well. Thanks very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Well done. Cheers, mate. Thanks.